This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The railways have approved projects worth over 1,200 crore rupees to upgrade its communication infrastructure and expand the Kavach automatic train protection system across multiple zones. The Railway Ministry said the projects aim to strengthen the railway network through advanced fiber communication systems and enhanced safety mechanisms. Referring to safety measures, the Ministry said Kavach 4.0, the indigenously developed collision avoidance system, will be deployed on 548 kilometres of high traffic routes across Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Karnataka at a cost of over 300 crore rupees. It said the system is designed to prevent train collisions by automatically applying brakes in critical situations and will enhance operational safety on busy corridors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh on Saturday. The airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees. Designed as a sustainable and future-ready infrastructure project, Noida International Airport aims to operate as a net-zero emission facility. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to France starting today to participate in the G7 foreign ministers' meeting with partner countries. The External Affairs Ministry said Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold bilateral discussions with his counterparts on the sidelines of the G7 foreign ministers' meeting at Abbe Devo de Sechne. In Andhra Pradesh, at least 13 people were burnt alive and 22 others injured as a private bus caught fire after colliding with a tipper truck near Rayavaram in Malkapuram district this morning. Both vehicles were completely gutted in the fire. There were 35 passengers in the bus at the time of the collision. The injured passengers were shifted to the government hospital at Malkapuram. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has expressed shock over the bus accident and directed district authorities to ensure the best possible treatment for the injured. The Chief Minister directed officials to conduct a thorough probe into the accident and submit a report. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said India's economy is doing extremely well under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, despite the ongoing West Asia crisis. Speaking at a summit organised by a private channel in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju emphasised that Indian ships continue to pass safely through the Strait of Hormuz.
If our ships are passing through Strait of Hormuz, some ships have already passed through and rest are likely to be very soon. That shows the position of India. India is one of the few countries who could speak to all parties. Our Prime Minister had got a call from US President. Our Prime Minister spoke to Israeli Prime Minister. Our Prime Minister spoke to Iranian President. Our Prime Minister spoke to all the head of the government of the Gulf countries. India is today sitting in a very comfortable situation despite challenging atmosphere. It is because of a decisive, very matured leadership.
Fugitive diamond merchant Nirav Modi suffered a legal setback after the High Court of Justice King's Bench Division in London rejected his petition seeking to reopen proceedings against his extradition order to India. The application to reopen the case was filed on the basis of the Bhandari judgment, a ruling delivered by a UK High Court in the case of defence middleman Sanjay Bhandari. In that matter, Bhandari had argued that he could face torture if extradited to India, and the court had declined his extradition on humanitarian grounds. Ram Navami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today, marking the birth anniversary of Maryada Purushottam Bhagwan Shri Ram. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to citizens on the occasion of Ram Navami.
Ram Ram Jaya Raja Ram, Ram Ram Jaya Sita Ram, Ram Ram Jaya Raja Ram, Ram Ram Jaya Sita Ram, Ram Ram Jaya Raja Ram, Ram.
In South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-20 Championship, India's men's team will begin their campaign with a high-voltage clash against Pakistan in Malé today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.